Hey guys, so I just want to jump right into it and speak what I think that, you know, we should be talking about. So basically what I'm going to be talking about is, organizations and where I want BNCA to go. You know, I don't know where I want BNCA to go just because of the fact that I feel that I want it to be at the top with other organizations, and I want to be, you know, that's obvious. You know, I want to go against Space Station. I want to go against FaZe. I want to go against TSM. I want to go against NRG. I want to go against Merkin. I want to go against all these teams. You know, I want to go against Team Caliber, even if that is a team anymore or organization anymore. You know, everybody has those dreams of getting bigger and going against those types of people, but it's just the side I don't understand to it. I understand the content creation, I understand the media side, I understand all the other sides of what is shown to you from just you being outside of the organization. The media, not the inside, not the managers, not the, you know, the divisions that are needed, the graphic design. You know, I do know about the graphic design and things like that, and I do know about things, you know, but as I've seen from other organization owners, none want to help. None want to help you grow. And it's sad because as owning an organization like NRG, or if I owned FaZe, or if I owned another organization like NZ, or these organizations that are big but not too big to where you can contact them and be like, hey, what could I do better with my organization? What could I do with my team? What could I do with my clan? You know, what could I do with my friends to come up with an organization name and really start? You know, none want to help. And I feel the reason that they don't want to help is because they're fear of not being first, of not being on top, of not helping others. Because it's easy for you to say, this is what you need to do for an organization. I don't have so much time. This is what we did. Point out a few things that you could do better. I say focus on social media and focus on content creation, on what you could do better, and make sure that you have a little bit of backing, and try to find an investor as quick as possible. None of them say that. See, I'm saying that to you just free of charge right there. As an organization owner, the best thing that you can do is go and get an investor. But the thing with investors is that they want you to make those tenfold. They want you to make that money tenfold. They want you to make that money 2, 3, 4 times more than what they even put in. And they barely put in a lot. You know, as I've seen that, you know, 100 Thieves got, I don't know, I think they got millions because they lost, a tournament. And, you know, the luck of the draw, he got an investor, and now they're one of the most top organizations out there that run another organization and helped other people. Why couldn't you help other people? Why can't other organizations like Space Station, like FaZe, like all these other organizations that know what they're doing to help other organizations and teams to get to where they are, so that there's more competition, so that there's more fun? You know, I've always thought this, and I'm just watching, and I'm just wondering where people get these people. Where people go and find these teams. Where people go and find Smite Pro teams, and where people go find Fortnite teams, and where people go find all these teams that are just, you know, that are just good. Know what they're doing. These League of Legends teams that are making thousands and thousands and waiting to get picked up by this big organization. And it's like, none of them want to take the time to work with an organization and grow. They want to pick an organization that they deem that can get them on the map and get them famous, not you get them famous. It's always, I'm going to get famous from you, not I'm going to help you get famous. I'm going to help you achieve what I want you to do. And to me, I would help anyone that I can that has the time. If I had the time, and if I had an other organization owner that I felt that I knew, and, you know, or even one that I didn't know that that was trying to start an organization, I would tell him, and I'd be like, hey, you know, it's way harder than it seems. You know, it's not everything is going to be pretty. You know, it's a gamble. Esports is a gamble. And you're betting on another human. You're betting on another player. You know, that's like you betting on a FIFA team. You're betting on a FIFA team and you lose all that money. But then you pay the next month, or you pay that month, even though they didn't make as much money as you thought they would that month. You then have to pay them that amount, that set amount that you agreed upon, and then you have to. Even if they don't make that money back, they still getting that money. As I was talking to a League of Legends team, you know, they're pretty cool guys, and, you know, I love League of Legends. I've been playing League of Legends for a few years. I know how to play League of Legends, and I used to be really, really good, and definitely could have. I'm not saying that I would have went pro, but, I mean, there definitely was a possibility since I was no life in the game. Like, literally played it every single day of summer, had nothing else to do, and I was really, really good. I literally won like most of my games. I had like a really good win rate. But saying that brings it back to League of Legends team, and as I've been talking to them, not now, I don't talk to them anymore. They're trying to do what they do and find the best organization for them, I believe. They want to set them out. Like, if you did start an organization and you wanted to, you have to get those graphic designers, and then you have to get editors, right? And that costs money. It's about $2,000, $1,000 worth of designers, if that, about like $500 worth of designers, that, like, at least 10 that are put on a set amount, that know what they're doing, and that get that amount at the end or at the start, or half at the start, half middle, whatever plan you decide to go. So there's that. There's that's a lot of money. And then you also got the players, so then you gotta rely on getting your money from the players and media and Instagram and YouTube and all these other components, and then you gotta pay the managers. So you gotta have like a $3,000 at first, which is without any players, no players included. Only managers and designers, and that's about $2,000, $3,000. So it's a lot. It's a lot of money, and you have to really spend that money. And this is gonna be a quick episode. I just want to tell you guys this because I got a little time right now. Probably gonna be a little quick episode, not gonna be too much. But it's way too much for what a dream and a passion has to do with anything. I don't think passion has to do with anything with money. If you love graphic design, if you love gaming, and you had the time and you wanted to work on an esports organization, you wanted to grow with an esports organization, I think that shouldn't have to involve money. If you're a pro team making money, okay, cool. But if you're just a team that is playing for fun, I don't believe that you should even think to ask a team or an organization, hey, I want money. Because that's all it's about money. Me, personally, I don't care about that. See, that's the problem with these organization owners. They want money, and those investors will help you. Really, to be honest, you don't have to invest any of your money. You can find an investor that is helpful enough to put in money into your organization and put a set amount in. But when you do that, you gotta pay it back. How are you gonna pay that back? Well, okay, I've got the players, but the players don't earn that money back. Then what are you gonna do? You're basically in debt, which then you have to cut off a team. Then you're down a team, they go to another team that's not in debt, and then you're going back in debt because you can't make that money back. So it's all of a gamble. It's all a gamble. It's just a gamble, and it's many organization owners that can help you, but they feel that they don't need to help you because they don't want more competition. They want it to be as minimal as possible so that they secure that winning that money. And I feel like if you have the passion and if you have the drive and diligence to work on an organization every single day, day in, day out, as I have been doing for a while. I literally didn't do work for school back a while ago, and I used to come back and work on my organization. So it's a lot to it that people don't get. And with that, I think all that of what I just said is so true on so many levels when you start a team. Because when you start a team or a clan, it's easy. You don't have to worry about any money. People don't know of anything but that team name, the clan, and that's it. The organization, though, once you say organization, ding, 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 that's money. It's money to them. That's money to them for some reason. And they feel that they need to get 2,000s and act like your team's a bank. Like your team's a little bank. Like people are putting money in, right? Like you have like 20,000, 20 million people putting in money in your bank. And then you put in a little bit out. That's how designers treat your organization. I was talking to a bunch of designers that actually I'm going to get into in this little break, in this interlude. But there is a group of designers that I was talking to that really had a fixed mindset that only benefited them. And I'll talk to you guys after this interlude. So guys, what's up? We're back from the interlude, and I'm just gonna say welcome back, you know, back to another video. I'm talking, I'm pretty sure you guys can hear me. So what I'm gonna talk about is basically what the designers were saying. Alright, so I'm not gonna say their names because it's disrespectful. They don't need to they don't need to do anything, you know. It doesn't need to start an uproar or a fight or anything. I'm just going to tell you what they were saying and what I feel about what they were saying. So, basically, I had made a comment in the group chat where I was like, why don't people, or why are people doing stuff free for a team you're grinding for? Excuse me. Why are people doing stuff free for a team you're grinding for and can't do stuff free for an organization that you're in the team for, or not in the team for, just an organization that needs help and design. And one of them was like, oh, well, there's no point in it. There's like no money in it. And I was like, okay, well, is it all about money? You know, like, can't you just do something free? If you're doing something free for a team you're grinding for, why wouldn't you do something free for an organization that needs actual help? Especially from a team that's like, if they're doing stuff from like Toronto Ultra or FaZe or NRG, you know, or Lazarus. Lazarus can pay for a revamp whenever they want. Lazarus can do that. Lazarus has money coming in endlessly. They have money coming in. They know what they're doing. Organization that needs help that doesn't know where to start, like so many small organizations that don't have a good banner, a good logo, a good just something like that, like a good base, you know, make some assets for them. You're making assets for these teams like Synergy and things like that. Like, you made it free. You have the time to make it free. You have the time to make something free for an organization that actually needs it instead of an organization that has designers, has people working for them, has a video editor. You'd rather do something that would only benefit you instead of it benefiting others and making you feel better, as well as you having time to do so. If you have time to throw away, you got 2 hours, 3 hours, shoot, find a small organization that has stuff to work on, and boom, do something free. Hey, what's your assets? I'm trying to work on something better. I'm trying to, and they were saying that it's not just about traction. It's not just about money, but it's also about growing your design. Well, why don't you grow your design, especially since these organizations that have assets, right? You work with the organization that doesn't have an asset. Doesn't have assets, doesn't have pictures, doesn't have, you know, things like that to actually make the organization stand out. Make the organization stand out. Help a organization. Help another person. Because I bet you they'll be more grateful than the people that barely even notice you in those big organizations. If I made a picture, I made a logo design for Toronto Ultra, you think the next day that I'm going to get anybody from Toronto Ultra? And you'll probably at least get a player, not even a manager, or not even an owner even say anything to you about it. I bet you right now, if you did something for Toronto Ultra, if you did something for Space Station GG, they wouldn't even notice it. They would notice it, like the players, managers, owners. Come on now, you're only doing it for traction. You're only doing it for your own well-being, for you to get big. You're not doing it because you're doing it because you want money in the end goal. You want a job, you want money, but you already got a job from your commission, from yourselves. That's what you got money. That's what you got money coming in from. And what's sad about it is these designers didn't want to get the perspective that I was talking about as an organization owner. They've never owned an organization in the day of their life. They're looking at a team like a bank. They're not looking at the team like a person. Like a person that's possibly needing to save some money for the next day or for his rent. You know, for something that they need to save for other things in the organization that they're just going to spend money on. You want to take all the money up. Just hold it and take. You don't want to give out. You want to give out when it's only benefiting you. You don't want to give out when it's benefiting someone else. Oh, it doesn't benefit me to help another organization. Well, maybe it would benefit you because you probably work on something better and do better than you ever would have if you're trying something new. If you never did a pixelated header, do a pixelated header for our organization. Do a symbol, black, boom, have the little thing on the outline, write their name, put their little logo there, boom, you're done. Send that to them. Hey, I just made this for you free, hope you enjoy. I feel good for making you something free, and hopefully you guys will come back to me for commissions. Boom, you got people right there that be like, okay, well, if we don't have any GFX designers, maybe we should go to him. And then the thing is, designers want to make things so high priced. I think things should be at least max $100. I have had people come, I've come to people for visual effects, and they've literally been saying that their work is $120, $150. For what? For you to spin a few things, make things turn, or make the logo turn, or whatever, and not to be rude to visual effects or designers, but that work does not, that's more than what people get in a week. And that is actually what more than people get in a week. if you really think about it, then some people get in the week. And you're doing it off of one commission. Imagine all the other commissions. You could spend $800 or $170 on a logo, a header, and a intro. Who wouldn't pay $170 for that? No, you're doing $170 for one thing. I don't think that would even amount to and help out any organization to spend that type of money, especially at the start. Especially at the start. That does not help an organization out. You're trying to look at teams like a bank, like I said. You're not looking at teams like something that could possibly give you money later on, or now, or even just fill. And when you see people that have given stuff to people free, you feel way better after it, because you just spend some time on something that you could have, and you're like, oh, well, you're trying to say that your time is money, basically, and their time is money as well, so why aren't you paying them to do your design, right? Well, that wouldn't make sense. Well, why would you do something for free for another team that may not even know you? You know? And how would they know you? You're doing stuff free. You're spending time free. So it's just kind of like a fixed mindset type thinking. Like, oh, I'm only going to do something because it gives me traction or if I'm getting money from it. Right? And then you're like, oh, well, that's wrong. Or, oh, you shouldn't do that. Well, I just think that if you had an organization, which this player was, or this streamer was not making any money from his streams, which is why he became a GFX designer and thinks he's so cool now that he is a GFX designer, and he was an owner of BNCA, and then left because he felt that he tried to go into designing and own the team as well, and he couldn't handle both, which is why he got so mad with something, because he felt like he was doing everything alone. Wow, I've been doing everything alone for the past years. He just came in a few months, did a few things, got promoted, did this, did that, wasn't making money at all until he kind of started getting into GFX and had a few connections, and thinks that now the reason why he's making money and the reason why he has somewhat of a job is by designing. You can do stuff free. You can do stuff free of charge. It doesn't hurt to do stuff free of charge. It actually makes you feel better about the situation. I get it, you want to make money, and I get it, we want to make money. But you spending $200 and things like that for these small little types of things that you can make a bundle out of, you can get this, 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 and that for $300. Okay, I get that. Oh, well, that's going to take about 2 weeks of my time. Okay, well, I mean, you're not making that much money as doing one commission if you did with the bundle. If you looked at it, there's more people getting money for stuff that's cheaper than there's people getting money for stuff that's thousands, hundreds. You're gonna get a lot of money, yes, but you're not gonna get as much as those people that would make. Why do you think there's stores like Walmart that are getting Skittles, right? You got Skittles at Aldi's. Compare Aldi's to Walmart. Walmart sells something for $6. At Aldi's, they sell it for $2. Who do you think they're gonna go to? Which one do you think they're gonna go to? I'm obviously gonna go to the Aldi's. I'm not gonna go to you. Lower your prices. Do bundles. Learn about marketing. See, the designers these days only make mediocre type. They don't spend time on it, and they feel like And they feel like if you're doing something like so, like if you're doing some little design that doesn't take so long or doesn't take a lot, like if you're good at something that you do, obviously your designs and your prices are going to go higher because you feel that you're going to do better. If you're doing mediocre designers, which these designers were, they're not as good as they could be. They could do way better. I've seen designers that'll do stuff for $15 that are amazing, and then I've seen designers that'll do stuff for $40 and do about a little bit of work, not even that much. Spend a week on it. There's people that'll do stuff for $15. I used to be friends, and I still am friends with this person that did stuff and would do stuff for $15, right? And then I went to somebody else and it compared prices. Someone wanted a banner. I wanted a banner done. This guy would do something for $15 for a team header, right? And then this guy would do something for $25. I'm obviously going to go for the one that's $15 and way better quality than the one that's going to go for $25 and be mediocre type and barely even that good of quality. That didn't take that much work. That is like any of the other teams, organizations, headers. Moral of the story is, they had a fixed mindset that wouldn't give them as much money and complain about not getting that much money, especially since they are making their prices go way sky high when they're not as good as they think they are. If you're good, if people know you're good and you think that you're good and you know that you're not doing mediocre work, put your prices up. But if you know that you're doing mediocre work, like they were, like something that literally looks like a crayon, like you could literally draw a header and then you could kind of color it like a crayon and then write their little name and little bubbly text and then put a character there and then kind of make it a little cartoonish and then give it to them and say, hey, this is $25. But then a person that'll make something 3D, amazing quality, particles, sparkles, anything you want, and it looks so nice that you don't even know what to do. You just think that it's just, like, it's amazing. It's amazing work for $15. I'm obviously going to go for the one that knows what he's doing, that's a cheaper price. Way cheaper price. Way cheaper. Way cheaper. Because guess what? It's better quality and it's cheaper. Just like Walmart. You can go in and it's like if you got Fanta, right? And you wanted Fanta from McDonald's. But if Fanta was at Popeyes, and Fanta was better at Popeyes, but it cost more. But then at McDonald's, it was about the same thing and it was cheaper. And it kind of tastes good. But it's like, you know what? Since I got that much money, and I want something that's just as good or is, if not better, in your eyes, whatever you choose, which one's better, or you know, whatever your eyes feel that is better, it's better. If you feel that someone's doing a cartoonish type thing that doesn't really take so much time, that's getting a rip off your money, and someone that puts more time into stuff that looks very, very nice, it depends on what you want. It depends on if you want something cartoonish that doesn't take that much time, and someone that wants to get money out of you that doesn't take that much time on it, or do you want someone that's going to take time on it, and it's cheaper, and it's worth the time of your wait. I'm going to go with that. And the Fanta analogy probably wasn't good, but it does kind of fit what's going on, you know. I definitely personally think that McDonald's, if McDonald's have Fanta, or if they do, I really don't know. I really don't care too much about that. If they do have Fanta or Sprite even, both of them I think have Sprite. There's obviously going to be one better to you than the other, and it just depends on what you feel is good. So it's all about perspective. But I just feel like, in my perspective as an esports organization owner for years now, these designers that are doing mediocre designs, and it's more of the mediocre designs that do get a lot of and do get noticed, do get a lot of attention, than the ones that actually take time and the ones that are actually cheaper and not overly exaggerated. Oh, this is so good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is amazing when somebody could do the same thing, if not better, and it's cheaper. I'm obviously going to go with the one cheaper. And if that, I'm still going to make something. I'm not going to make like some, you know, stream package free. If you make a stream package free for a synergy, oh my gosh. You might as well even just do a whole VFX design if you wanted to for the organization free, dude. Like, let's be serious. Let's be serious right now. You might as well even do something free. Because if you can do something free for that team that you want to be in, you can definitely do something free for that team that is looking for that desired work and is in need of service, in need of help. Don't look at teams as a bank. If you are a designer listening to this, don't look at a team as a bank. Really think about what you put your time into. If you think that, and Lazarus and stuff like that, they make money, man. They have money. If they want to go buy something from somebody, they'll go buy something from somebody. That's simple. If somebody has like a bad header that really could help and really needs help, and you find somebody that has a bad header or whatever, go ahead and be like, yo, you know what? I'll make one free on the house. I make so much money, or I make a little bit of money that I feel that I could do something free every once in a while. I'm not saying do everything free. Obviously, you gotta make your bag. But if you can, if you have time to make something free for an organization that may or may not even think about you, you can do something for an organization that you think you would feel better, and they would feel great and feel so much better about what just happened and what they got blessed with. Because we already know the designers, those designers that are really good, that take time, really put in some effort, really put time in. Shoot, even do stuff that it's like, it's just like, there's so many people that are just money hungry, and it's not all about that. It's about the people that you meet and connect with and friends you make, you know? It's all about that. People just want money, 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 and it's like, it's not all about that. If it's all about passion, if you love graphic design, you gotta make your bag, right? But you also can do stuff free. I know for a fact that you got a little bit of time to work on something else for an organization. Put the commissions first, right? And then if you get done with your commissions, you close your commissions. Even if you close your commissions, hey, you know what? I might as well do something free for this organization. I got time. I did something free for this guy. I can definitely do something free for him. Don't just think of it as you're going to get big off of it. It's not always about getting big. It's not always about getting money from it either. It's about how happy you make that person, about that person, and what you really can do for other people. No matter if you get money from them, no matter if you know them, no matter if anything. People don't get that perspective. People just get the money perspective. Oh, if they don't help, then I'm not doing anything for it. That's ignorant. That is an ignorant mentality. That is so ignorant in so many ways. Because that definitely shows a lot about you. And this person that I was talking to was so ignorant and very definitely was ignorant and was an ignorant person. Didn't deserve anything of what he got. Anyone that he knew. Anyone that do that, but this world is full of ignorant people. And as we said in the past, you have to keep going. Because those people that will take time and take hours and hours and hours to make something for an organization that won't know them and won't even take the time to look at it will be the same ones knocking on your door or trying to DM you talking about, hey, when you get big, when you get big, because when you got the money to, they'll be coming at you saying, hey, you know, let me grind for this team. Let me make something free because I want traction, or, you know, let me try and get them to buy something from me because they're big now and I can get big over it. Nah, man, I'm cool. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on you doing that. You know, I'm cool. I'm chilling. You want to do it for traction and you want to do it for money. I'm good on that. Because you feel that you deserve to be big. When you could just easily grow on your own. Just like all the organization teams that I've talked about earlier. And them trying to grab the most money out of you. Because they already do. They already try and get a bunch of money out of you. Then you got the designers trying to grab some money too. Then you got the VFX trying to grab some money as well. Then you got the managers trying to grab some money as well. That's five different divisions in your team that you are having a necessity, that is a bare necessity of a team that just want money from you and will only do work because you got money. So you need an investor. But even then, the money that goes to designers, VFX, and all that, that's wasted. That's for their use, which is why they do that. So you gotta solely work on the players. Solely work on the teams. Then you gotta expand to other teams, because then you're starting to get close to that debt rate. But then when you expand to another team, you gotta spend more money to make more money, if that. So it's just all a gamble, and it's designers trying to take money from you, and it's all about traction, how big you are, because I bet you if we were phased, I wouldn't, and nobody... nobody would have a problem with doing something free for the organization if I was like FaZe. Nobody would have a problem with doing something free if I did have money. But I mean, obviously, if you're that big, you're gonna have money. So then they'd be like, okay, well, I want money. But if you were big and just money wasn't even a thing, but it was a thing, and they were grinding for your team, or grinding for your organization, then definitely they would do something free. Which is sad that you would do something free and take time to do something free, but then whenever somebody asks you for something, then you gotta make them pay. I know I've been rambling. Sorry I've been rambling. It's just, it's so much to our organization of what I went through. And hopefully you get my perspective on what's really, really going on. And why people do what they do. I don't know why people do what they do. But they do. And it's just sad that it has to come to just getting big and money. As this concludes what we've been talking about, I'll talk more about it in the next episode, or if that, I'll probably move on. This is what I just got tonight, and what I felt that really needed to be talked about, just because there's so much to it, you know, so much. It's just very deep. It's just a deep thing. It's just a pool, and then just turns into the sea. Just turns into just something never ending. Just money, 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 money. And it's just money everywhere. Money spent, money gone, because it's just so much. Just so much. So if you're trying to start an organization, or if you're trying to get into the insights of what's really going on with the organization, I'm telling you right now, It's way more than what you think it is. Really. As we said, as I said before, this is the end. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you did, please follow the team's socials. We just posted a new video just today on our YouTube, so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen on what my thoughts were. And if you do have any thoughts, join our Discord, say what you feel in the general chat. You know, I'm open to anything. I respect all perspectives, and I respect everything. I don't discriminate on what you say. I don't discriminate on how you act. I don't discriminate on anything. If you have to say something, say what you feel. Say what you feel, and I'll say what I feel, and hopefully we can come to an understanding on both perspectives. Because if you think about it, there's more resolvement and resolving in you getting someone else's perspective on things. You have to. If you don't, then that just means you're an ignorant person, period. If you don't understand someone else's perspective, you have to understand someone's perspective to even think about saying something back. If you don't understand my perspective, then your whole point and arc of the argument is invalid. If you don't understand someone else's perspective. So as I said before, I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please follow us on all social media, like and subscribe and support us. I really feel that this needed to be talked about. You know, a lot of and on this podcast, things are just gonna be told by the real, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys. This is what I've literally encountered in the last 2 weeks of me talking to designers and things like that. This is what they've said to me, that it's just only about traction and money, and if they don't get that, then there's no point in helping another organization. This is what I've come up with, and what, not what I've come up with, what they've come up with, but definitely what I've come up with talking to designers. So it's just sad that it has to come to that. But as I said, like, subscribe. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please follow us on all social media. BNCA on most things, Bang HQs on others. We'll try to get everything BNCA, hopefully, once we get it verified soon. And very, very soon, like in weeks, I feel that we should be getting verified soon. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed. If you did, do what I said. And, yeah.